This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. Going to talk some college hoops with Randolph Childress from the ACC Network coming up at 9. But joining us right now to talk about the Commanders, beat reporter for the Washington Post, Sam Fortier. And Sam, most people really love this deal. It's hard finding negatives on the deal for Deebo Samuel. Give us your take on this trade.
I think it's a great deal as well. I think he does a lot of things that they didn't have last year that elevate their offense, particularly on those underneath routes with yards after the catch. I do think there is some risk because, you know, the 29-year-old plays a really punishing physical style. He dealt with, you know, a lot of nagging injuries last year. He's only missed 9 total games in the last 4 years. But anytime you play like he plays, you just have to expect, like, he could miss some time. And also, you know, there have been several instances over the last couple of years of either Deebo saying he's played out of shape or beat reporters saying he's played out of shape. Last year, which was his worst year since his rookie year in 2019, a longtime Bay Area columnist said that he was told that Deebo played 20 pounds overweight. So anytime you hear that, you think to yourself, okay, like there's some risk with this guy. I think it's a good move. Adam Peters knows him really well. I think it's worth the risk, but I do think we have to acknowledge there is some risk here.
There is. When risk. Did Deebo say he was out of shape himself? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Deebo said after the 2022 season, he was like, I was awful. It was a year after his All-Pro year. He was like, I was awful because I was out of shape. I was too heavy. I was sluggish.
Hmm. So there is risk, but he's on the last year of his deal. And look, if he wants to get a big, fat payday, whether it's from the Commanders or another team after his deal expires, he knows that he has to come here and put up good numbers and play in like 15-plus games and show everybody that last year was like an aberration because of the pneumonia and the end of the oblique injury that kind of robbed him of some of his explosiveness. So, like, I don't think there's that much risk. Like, if it blows up in your face, you only gave up a 5th-round pick to acquire it.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's totally worth it. And like you said, I think he's going to be a really good option for this offense. I think last year there wasn't a guy – I mean, Eckler sometimes – like, there wasn't a guy who could be a quote-unquote easy answer for Jaden over the middle of the field, or a guy that could turn short passes into long gains. Like, Cliff, I think, you know, there was a lot of pressure on Cliff and Jaden to be perfect, but I think Deebo kind of is a guy that can fix problems and say, hey, you don't have the perfect play called, or, you know, the coverage is difficult. Like, if you give me the ball, I can break some tackles and make something happen. So I think he was totally worth the risk, for sure.
What do you think becomes of the trio of free agent wideouts that played pretty well last year? Deami Brown, Noah Brown, and Oz Zacchaeus. What do you think happens there? Any of those guys get retained? I would think the favorite to get retained there is Deami Brown, since he was drafted by this team, even though by a different regime. I just feel like Noah Brown and Zacchaeus are guys who are probably going to walk.
I actually feel a little differently. I think that, like, Deami Brown definitely showed a lot last year, especially, you know, toward the playoffs. He became more professional, more consistent. I really like what Zacchaeus did. I think that they liked him a lot. He was very consistent. You know, obviously not the most productive guy, but I think he displayed a lot of what they wanted. I remember that fumble recovery against Cleveland where he's making that fumble recovery 40 yards downfield because he's playing hard. But I'm curious to see what his market is like. You know, you're probably not going to get in a bidding war with him. And if another team values that and wants to bring him in, then maybe you don't get him back. But I think Deami, he still was a little bit inconsistent. And I think that they still clearly need a legitimate number two receiver opposite Terry. I don't think of Deebo, and this is not a shot at him, I don't think of him as a quote unquote number two receiver because I think you need another guy who can run out of static. You know, you want someone who can line up on the outside and win by route running, create separation. And Deebo, while he's a great weapon, I don't think that's him. And so I think you need, you know, whether it's Darius Slayton or another one of these guys, you know, I suggested on Twitter yesterday and some people did not like it. I think, like, if Davante Adams, if they release him, I think you check into it. I'm not saying, you know, you pay him a lot of money or give him multiple years or anything, but I think you need a traditional quote unquote number two receiver opposite Terry still.
Hmm. Well, what do you think? So in terms of the draft, now that they went out and got Deebo, do you think that they're going to focus more on maybe in the first round, second round, they're going to focus more on defense, offensive line? Do you think they're still looking at receiver kind of early, depending on who's there? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I have the same thought that you do. Like, those are other positions that they need more of. But then I go back to last year in the second round. Like, defensive tackle was not a position that we were talking about as a position of need. And then they go out and get Johnny Newton because he's the best player available and he's at the top of their board when they pick in the second round. So while I do think those are bigger needs for them, I am I'm wary of you know, pigeonholing them because I know Adam Peters is going to follow the board and kind of figure out where the value is and take that.
So we're talking to Sam Fortier from the Washington Post on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So when we look at the draft right now, the Commanders have picks in the first three rounds. Then they don't have any picks in the fourth and fifth round, right?
Right.
Mm. Yeah, big hole in the draft right now.
I mean, this is, you know, I asked Adam Peters at the Combine. I said, this was like on Tuesday, I was like, if you make a significant trade, will you still have the draft capital to build through the draft? Which he said he's always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, like, I'm going to make the team better, you know, kind of gave a standard, typical GM answer. But I do think that that's like a legitimate question now. Maybe he has a trade lined up for Jonathan Allen, but I would be very surprised if, you know, he gets more than a sixth or late round pick swap. Like that has been sort of the market that, as I understand it. And so, yeah, he could add a late round pick, but, you know, in a deep draft like this, going into the draft with not that many picks, I would think that makes them a prime candidate to trade down out of the first round if we get there and things look similar or the same as they do now.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you think he moves off 29 and moves like the 35 to 40 in order to recoup a fourth or a fifth rounder, or maybe even moves further back to get multiple picks in those rounds where he's dealt away the picks?
Totally. And I think, you know, Schefter said over the weekend, like, that the difference between the NFL community believes that the difference between it was something like pick 15 and pick 35 is not that different this year because of the talent that you have in the draft. And so it's like, you know, when you hear that, especially when you look at how deep the edge rusher class is, if that's, you know, a position you go for, because I do think they certainly need someone there, like, that to me, it would be a very enticing decision.
You know, other than quarterback, You truly, it's remarkable what they did last year, considering you could look at every level, every position, and say, well, they certainly need an upgrade there. If you had to prioritize it at this point after the Debo signing, what would it be?
Edge rusher, to me, like they still lack, not even playmakers, but they only have, I believe, like three or four defensive linemen who even played a snap for them last year. And, you know, setting the, not just rushing the passer, even though that's arguably the most important thing on defense in the league, also setting the edge against the run. Like, you guys remember the first play of the NFC Championship game with Saquon, you know, getting out and breaking that thing. Like, that is an issue that they had, and they need to fix it. And so I would say edge rusher still is at the top of my board.
Are you bullish or bearish on Lattimore returning to any form that would make the fans happy?
It's a tough one, man, because Marshawn, obviously, he has played really well. It was the first big, I think, gamble by Peters. I think that he has a shot to return to the level that he was at, but I don't think it is guaranteed. And this is, I think, one of the other reasons I think you need to get edge rusher help is if you can have a more consistent pass rush, then I think that you help guys like Lattimore. You can help your coverage unit in general. And so I would say you got to surround him with the right talent as well. That's the biggest, one of the biggest questions I have when we get to camp is, you know, can Marshawn get back to that form?
So it looked like Coach Quinn had kind of a funny moment talking about Bobby Wagner. What can you fill us in on the likelihood of Wagner returning?
We asked him that, and he was like, you got to talk to his agent. And we were like, oh, okay. And then he, like, you know, hit a beat, paused, and then smiled and was like, he is his own agent. So he's been waiting to say that for a long time. Look, I think it's totally possible that Bobby returns. I think BQ seemed optimistic about it when we asked him, but, you know, Pete Carroll is the head coach in Vegas now. They obviously have a long history. I think that they could, you know, try to make an offer sort of like Washington did last year, bring a veteran guy in who also is still very good at linebacker, don't get me wrong, but you bring a veteran guy in to help, you know, kind of set the tone for the culture. But at the same time, you know, Bobby really values Ken Norton, the Commanders linebackers coach. I think he really likes Jaden. I would question whether he wants to start over somewhere else on a rebuilding team when it seems like the Commanders are positioned to win now. So I think the Commanders are going to have a strong chance to retain him, but there's obviously people out there that would love to have him there as well.
Sam, how would you structure the running back room, and where does that leave Brian Robinson?
I think you need to add an extra, whether that be in free agency, whether that be in the draft. I think you need a home run hitter, a speed guy. And, you know, that's, I think Eckler and B-Rob are, you know, they're good backs, but I think you need to add a little something extra, because we saw last year, you know, I know Brian Robinson had that like 40-yard touchdown against Tennessee, but there was just, that's kind of what I'm talking about with Debo. Like, they just lacked a home run threat who could kind of, you give them the ball and they do the rest. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's the deal with Terry McLaurin's contract? Isn't he entering the last year of his deal, 2025?
Yes, he is. He is entering the last year. And we asked Adam Peters in Indianapolis, like, hey, should we expect a Terry McLaurin contract extension? And he was like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. But he is in the last year of his deal. He counts $25.5 million against the cap, which is a little bit below the top of the market for, you know, what receivers are making right now. But he has, you know, no guaranteed money. So it's
after putting up those numbers, man, he's in for a nice payday.
Absolutely. So I think that's definitely on the table. People should be looking out for that. It's, you know, he's entering his age 30 season. So it would be interesting to me, like, what exactly that looks like. But obviously he balled out last year, was a really important part of this offense. And then they got to make sure that he's here for a while.
By the way, I haven't heard a lot about it. Is the coaching staff largely going to be intact for next year?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they lost the assistant special teams coordinator, but that is the only, you know, major.
That's kind of remarkable.
Like, that's the only one,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you come off a year like that, like, you expect to say, "Oh, okay, like, you know, people are going to go here or go there. And, you know, I think notably there were a lot of interviews, you know, Cliff, you know, took the head coaching interviews, Tavita Pritchard interviewed for the offensive coordinator job, down in Jacksonville. But they blocked assistant QB's coach, David Blau, from interviewing, with the Jets. So they're going to run this thing back. And I would say that if they have a similar year to what they did last year, like, they should definitely prepare to lose some guys, including Cliff Kingsbury, who said, obviously, that he wants to be a head coach again at some point.
That's Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Of course.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Buddy.
Sam touched on what the Commanders may do next. What do you want to see them do next? Sam says they'll need a perimeter wide receiver. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What should the Commanders turn their focus to next here on the Junkies?
All right, if you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's it. We're going to give you the keyword for our contest, our new contest, Buckets and Bets, coming up in this segment. So stay tuned. But we wanted to get back into the Commanders and what's their next move. So they trade for Deebo Samuel, address wide receiver, give up a fifth round pick. We just talked to Sam Fortier. They don't have a fourth round pick or a fifth round pick this year, right now.
Yeah.
Picks in the first three, which are late picks.
You know, 29th. They're probably going to move it all around.
And they have some picks in the sixth and seventh.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not as many, you know, bites at the apple in the draft as you thought that they would have. It could change, of course. What do you want to see them do next? I mean, I think the answer is pretty obvious. They gotta hammer the lines.
What?
Lines, they gotta hammer line, the lines.
Like, if linebacker, if Wagner goes,
if a stud linebacker falls
him.
You at 29, I'd probably run the card up for, like, if Jihad
Campbell's
yeah. available at 29, I think I'm gonna pick him, and then I might consider moving back with my second or third round picks to try to grab some of that draft capital that I've lost in the Lattimore and Deebo trades.
But then what are you going to do with it? So your number one priority is
if the linebacker is there, because how long is Bobby Wagner going to be here?
He might not be.
He might not be even
here. He might
not
be here this year.
So you'd take
a linebacker over an edge rusher?
Especially if he has that kind of in his bag as part of his skill set. If my linebacker can get after the quarterback too, I'm going to try to do a 2-for-1. But I wouldn't out of hand not pick a guy on the defensive line or an edge rusher. Just depends on which is the better value, which guy I have ranked higher on my board.
I tell you what's kind of shocking to me is when you look at the pass blocking grades. I mean, I was kind of surprised by this. Brandon Coleman gave up the third most sacks of any tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He had 10 sacks.
Mm.
He's a rookie. If you look at still cakes, I mean, out of like 56, and you know what's crazy? Is this right? Andrew Wiley gave up zero sacks this year. Brandon Coleman gave up 10.
That's impressive if that's the case. Because he was a punching bag last year.
And if you look at it just based on their ranking, on the PFF, take their rankings for whatever they're worth, okay? Out of 57 guys that played tackle, more than 50% of the snaps, he was ranked 52 out of 57.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not
great. I think you got to factor in that he was learning.
All right, he was learning.
He was a little banged up, too.
How much did he learn?
Well, they're counting on him.
Maybe they should count on him to move inside to guard.
Or maybe they're looking for an outside guy. Maybe they're looking for a stud tackle, the kid out of Ohio State, Josh Simmons. Maybe they're looking at him at 29.
Now, I don't know how this can be because he gave up zero sacks, but it's not like Wiley's ranked that much higher. According to PFF, his ranking out of 57 guys that play 50 or more offensive snaps was 45.
Well, maybe he was getting beaten, and for whatever reason, Jaden evaded pressure when Wiley was giving up pressures versus when Coleman was. 800-636-1067. None of us has said corner. I wouldn't be stunned if they draft a corner.
Wouldn't be. Not at all. Not at all. I think they'll go defense. I don't think they'll go offense. I think they'll go defense, whether it's edge, linebacker, corner, safety, whatever. But
I think the only exception might be is if an offensive lineman that he likes is there at 29.
That's true.
Or if he trades back to, say, 33 or 35 and gets some extra picks.
Man, we'd love to see their board. I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it, too. You won't sneak into Commander's Park and try to look at the board.
What if a Tyler Warren that dropped to 29?
He's a tight end. You just spent a second-round pick on Ben Sinnott.
Tyler Warren is a complete stud.
I agree with you. And trust me, Ben Sinnott's rookie season, he was basically invisible.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that part of that is due to the fact that Zach Ertz had a way better and bigger impact than anybody thought.
He was a luxury item.
I know, but still. Like,
maybe they're high on Sinnott. Who knows?
He was a luxury item. He was a luxury item. It just so happened Zach Ertz balled out.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't predict Ertz having the kind of year he had.
No.
Probably not.
They drew it up. They probably thought Sinnott would do a lot, probably half of what Ertz did. And Ertz just balled out and had a great connection with Jaden.
He's a great safety blanket for Jaden Daniels.
And a rookie's always going to be on the outside looking in on a situation like that. All right, let's expand some of these calls. Where else would you go now after they've acquired Debo? 800-636-1067. Let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up, buddy? You're on with the junk.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Reese. What's going on? What's up?
I think either, like I said, defensive end, if it's a stud deal, or offensive line, because, you know, we got to get a run game. We had an all right pass blocking game, but we have to get a run game to make everything work. So my first option would be either one of them two, the best on the board, because we don't know what they're going to do in free agent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as far as looking down right now, it would be offensive lineman or a DN that can help me right today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. I was, by the way, going back to Sam Fortier's call, I was a little surprised that he doesn't consider Debo like a true number two, but I can kind of see that where he's like
a gadgety guy
and a guy you use out of the backfield too. And look, I don't think you're going to use your first round pick on a wideout, but maybe another wideout is in the mix.
I think they're thinking
or they
for sign
a free agent.
For sure. I think what he's saying is you're going to put Debo anyway.
Yeah. He's all over.
But he's not about the number two guy is opposite Terry almost every time.
He's not the traditional number two, right? He's very versatile. Right. But he can put up number two numbers.
Yep.
All right, now I want to look up run blocking to see where our tackles rank.
800-636-1067. What should Adam Peters and the Commanders, what should they focus on next? I think it's the lines. I think that was the biggest difference between the Eagles and the Commanders. We saw that play out in the NFC Championship game, and then we saw what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl. They just had dominant lines on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Peters goes after an edge in free agency and doesn't focus more on an edge in the draft. It's a possibility.
Although it's supposed to be a good edge.
Oh, yeah. The studs.
Draft.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he subscribes to Howie Roseman's philosophy. You saw him at the Combine when somebody asked him about loading up offensive and defensive lines. He said you can never have enough of those guys.
Correct.
You just keep drafting them. You keep drafting them and stockpiling and adding, layering the talent. So I'm sure you're going to see offensive and defensive linemen as a big focus of this draft.
Out of 46 linemen in run blocking grades, according to PFF, 46 tackles that played 50% of run block snaps, Andrew Wiley was dead last.
Yep, got to upgrade that.
And
got to get better.
To be honest with you, Brandon Coleman was only marginally better at 34th. Mm. So they're gonna acquire some tackles.
I would agree.
To push those guys.
Yep.
They have to.
Question is, they do it in the free agent market or do they do it in the draft?
That's not good enough. You got a golden-armed quarterback there with all the intangibles. Right. You got to protect him better. Well,
I saw Peters talk about Coleman, and it's not a shock because he drafted him.
Yeah.
But he believes that Coleman's going to be better.
How about it? Maybe he'll be better at guard.
Maybe. Look, I said, I think they got to upgrade both lines. You know, they weren't good stopping the run when they needed to stop the run, and they weren't very good running the football. Of course, we'd all like them to upgrade at running back, but you need to hook the line.
I don't think you do that with number 29.
No.
I think that's more of like a third, and if you pick up another fourth-round pick, somewhere in that range.
Although you were lobbying to maybe trade up for Shanty if he was around.
Ashton Jenty? I do like him.
If he was around at like 20 or whatever.
Now, I like him, but seeing some of those other running backs, the numbers they were putting up at the Combine, makes me less inclined part with draft capital.
Oh, you're a combine slut. I
like the underwear Olympics. I get swayed when running backs who weigh 210 go out and run like 4.36s. I'm kind of swayed by that.
All right, let's go to
I can be won over.
Andre in Alexandria. Where else would you look now that they've acquired? What should be a priority for them now that they've acquired Debo Samuel?
By the way,
Andre,
giving you the keyword for our contest coming up in 3 minutes, our buckets and bets keyword.
Oh, they cut me off.
Go ahead. You're on, stupid.
You're on, my friend.
Okay, good. I want you guys to sit down and think outside the box. Have we ever had any NBA players that went to the NFL like Gase in San Diego, that tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have we?
Yes, we remember Antonio Gates. Yes,
sure.
We remember
How about
that
the
guy.
Kid?
Cool.
He's only a Hall of Famer.
Right. We also had the guy that played basketball in Miami. That played with the Saints and the Seahawks later in his career. Come on. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I forgot about him. Good point. Jimmy Graham. Well, we got two. We got good point. I remember that now. We got two. One offensive line tackle and one defensive tackle, both over 300 pounds. One is 6'9", one is 6'6", 6'7", very aggressive, not soft. And they're considering an NFL career. I saw Shannon Sharpe do the interview telling, asking DJ Burns, he said, yeah, he will consider football, you know, after this season, you know, if things don't go well.
I'm going to stop you right there.
You don't even experiment.
We're not rare. Not into experimenting with especially high picks.
I already did that with that Sammy guy, okay. Sammy Reyes.
How about, didn't work out. How about let's draft somebody who played football in college?
Remember, that's what I'm into. Jai Lewis, the big kid from Mason? He turned in his helmet like cakes, like three days after
He wasn't cut out for it.
He wasn't cut out for it. Just wasn't his thing.
He wasn't cut out for radio either.
No, he was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hey, we're good. What's up?
I think it should be the offensive line. I feel even more about that since, you know, you gave those statistics on the run game.
Isn't that shocking?
I didn't know it was that bad. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely think it's going to be the offensive line, but I think that what the evaluation needs to be is can we – what's the easiest way for us to address this? Is it – do we think we can get a guy at 29 to address that, or is it easier for us to go and pay a little bit more for a guy in free agency? I personally would like to see it in free agency because I think Adam has shown that he can definitely find good players in free agency. I think the jury is still out on the draft part of it, but he pretty much nailed it in free agency. So I'm very confident that if he sees a guy out there on the offensive line that he thinks can help, an upgrade, I think that that's where you need to go.
I think we're with you. I don't think anybody's going to say, nope, they're set at offensive
line.
Yeah,
the offensive line. Don't
impossible.
Need to tweak it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but their rankings are kind of shocking. I didn't realize. I guess we just gave Coleman the benefit of the doubt because he was a rookie and he was playing. But he didn't necessarily play great.
Hey, let me give people the buckets and bets keyword. Of course, you can win a trip to Florida. Ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th. To the 23rd, Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at thefandc.com for your chance to win.
All right, let's go to, let me see here, Oswald. What a name, Oswald, Virginia Beach. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
What's up?
Hey, listen, good. I think we should just trade back about 10 spots or so. See if we can pick up a late third or maybe early fourth in the process and draft Landon Jackson out of Arkansas. The guy's a beast. He's been compared to Max Crosby. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Put that name, star that name, remember that name.
I mean, he had the best vertical amongst all defensive ends at 40 and a half inches.
I love
that. He's a freak. And he ran a 4.68.
Well, what's his draft projection? Is he going to slide all the way to 29?
I think he's a second rounder.
What are you saying? Trade back. Yeah. I do believe they will trade back.
He's a big dude, though. He's,
and acquire more picks.
Isn't he 6'7"?
He's the guy with no eyebrows?
Correct.
Yeah, 6'7".
I'll be stunned if they don't trade back at some point and get more picks. I just think that's almost like a guarantee. Let's go to Steve in Laurel. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Jumps.
Hey, Steve.
Guys.
Hey.
What's up?
JP nailed it, I think. Offensive, defensive line, I'd go like three or four picks in with just that. I do like the kid, the edge rusher from Boston College. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but he might fit in where we pick. But that's what I would do. We got to get big guys. We need to load up big time.
Right. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he's talking about Donovan Ezeraku, I believe.
All right.
He had a pretty good combine.
Combine too.
Yeah.
But he's
a smaller guy. I assume that he's going to be drafted as an edge, but he's got like linebacker size.
As long as the combine numbers match with what they did on the field, then it feels like it's very reasonable, makes sense. Once they don't match and the production doesn't match, that's when it gets a little dicey. That's why you got me fired up about that Maryland kid, the kid from Stonebridge. I didn't know.
Because he produced.
He produced.
Yep.
He had like 90-some catches.
Oh, he's good.
And he had bomb really numbers at the combine, too.
He just looked really good when he was going through those drills.
I don't know, man.
Coming up,
my eyes on him now, Kicks. Yeah.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk a little college hoops. Randolph Childress, now an analyst for the ACC Network, will join us as we get geared up for March Madness. That's here on the Junkies, coming up at 9. The story out of the Washington Post has to be most upsetting to our producer, Matt Valdez.
Okay.
Because, like a lot of men, he likes jugs.
Yes, he's let it be known.
I'll pull a Cake's headline. Big implants go bust. New York City women are getting yoga boobs and hoping nobody notices.
What are yoga
strong
boobs?
But petite.
I haven't heard of this.
Never heard of yoga boobs.
The story says, bye-bye Baywatch boobs. Small breasts are suddenly a big deal in plastic surgery. With Big Apple women lining up for barely noticeable augmentations.
Oh,
just smaller, they want just enough.
They're looking for just tweaks.
Just enough to be noticed when they're wearing their yoga gear, but nothing overwhelming.
So I was in Orlando this past weekend, as I told you, for a volleyball tournament. I was there from Thursday until last night.
How were the flights?
Flights were fine.
Any issues?
No issues. Right. Although my youngest is so weirded out by the Reagan National thing.
Yeah.
Is that she's forcing my wife to switch our flights to Atlanta at the end of the month. So she doesn't want to fly out of Reagan.
Oh.
She just won't do it.
So you have to
she's
connect through out. Atlanta.
I got to go to Atlanta in a month.
Uh-huh.
And so she doesn't care. She's just.
So you'll fly out of Dulles or BWI instead.
Yes.
I can understand.
We already booked
that.
It's already set. Yeah. But I might have to now have a one stop. Like, I might have to...
You got one fly through a city.
Yeah,
just to fly out of something.
That hurts my soul.
But
just thinking about it.
But being in Florida, and I don't know if this is true, it's got to be, I would think, between California, maybe New York. Florida's got to be up there in terms of plastic surgery, in terms of enhanced boobs.
Okay,
it's
I don't
way
know.
Up there.
Probably. I bet
there
you there's
with
a correlation.
Of people.
Implant capital of the world.
It's got to be a very high implant capital and just Botox cap. I know Botox is super popular now, but I mean, the number of women that I saw with ginormous fake jugs and over Botoxed faces in Florida.
Just jumped out at you.
And like BBLs. It's just. It's crazy.
BBLs. Where were you hanging out again?
You just see it. Because
just walking down the street.
You see it in grocery stores. You see it in the convention center with thousands of people.
Are these older women getting BBLs?
All ages.
Isn't that a younger trend?
I mean, moms.
Is that some form of butt lift? I have the got it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like moms.
Oh, I was thinking it was lips, and I was like,
no,
it's like a butt lift,
Brazilian butt.
Maybe I should look into that. My butt might need a lift.
No, but but I think Florida has got to be up there in one of the capitals of this.
Oh,
but
probably
I didn't
places
see a
where
lot
you're
of yoga boobs. I saw a lot of old school
people
Hooters.
That are wearing less clothes. Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
Hey,
yeah.
Florida is the highest per capita plastic surgery procedure.
Did I call that?
You did.
I totally called it.
I mean, you're going out to the beaches.
You're very observant.
I wasn't at the beach.
Florida, then California, then New York, then Texas.
Also, there's probably a correlation to money.
I nailed it.
Probably a correlation to money as well.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think Florida's an overly rich
I don't know if Florida's there,
state.
But New York, California,
Florida's right up there, number
high
one.
Income. I know.
I think it's also because they're outside. I don't know. All I know is I saw it everywhere. I saw Botox everywhere.
Narcissists everywhere.
I saw like everyone looks like a stripper. I don't know.
What do you mean they look like a stripper?
I don't know. I see, like, I was in Target just getting some snacks for my daughter, and I saw just like this. She just looked like a stripper.
It's like a scene out of a Nora
she had her,
at the
she
Target.
Had her, she had her kid there, and she had the big jugs and the tiny waist.
It's also the white trash central.
Oh, yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
Parts. Yeah, the, I agree. Parts.
Parts
for
of
sure.
it. Yeah, parts of it.
Lots of parts.
But I didn't know that smaller, more petite, they're called now yoga boobs.
Those are
I've never heard that description either.
Sounds like a new term to me.
Right.
I mean, where does the world coming to? Hooters is about to go out of business. Yeah. Now yoga boobs
Smaller
are more popular.
Augmentations.
My buddy sent me a link of some newscast. I don't know where it was. Fox 29, wherever the hell that was. And he just, and literally his, you know how they always have a male and a female anchor?
Generally, yeah.
And the female anchor had no idea what he was doing. He goes, we need to have a moment of silence. And she looked at him, and it literally dead silence on the news, Fox News, you know, Fox 29, whatever.
Okay, it was about Hooters.
Hooters is closed.
How'd she react?
He was like an older white guy.
Crestfallen.
She was like
banter.
An African American woman. Right. She was basically disgusted by the entire thing. She didn't get it. Yeah. I couldn't believe he was doing shtick on the news.
He's probably never been to Hooters. Barely knows what it is.
We definitely had
working
a P1.
Out material.
Yeah.
The day that we talked about that, we had a P1 who definitely went to lunch at Hooters because we had that discussion.
Yeah, to save it.
Hooters and Laurel.
Yeah. I know.
I think so. Yeah. He was like had to doing my part. It.
Yeah.
By the way, also my buddy went, one of my other buddies went to see Ari Spears after Ari Spears. Sorry.
They love
and
it.
And he said he was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people were bitter. Some people were bitter that we didn't tee him up for more impressions because apparently that was
a
weird bit.
Said it, but
he seemed like he was having a good time and then he was like, hey, can I do a couple impressions?
Because we don't want them to come in here and burn like
we
half,
don't
of
do
bit,
hacky
half of their
bits.
Set.
Sometimes
apparently
he
does a great Jay-Z.
Well, his Shaq was.
Shaq was great.
Shaq was the best I've ever heard.
And his Tony Soprano was very
good.
They're
both
too.
Excellent.
Yeah. He was crushing.
Right. Oh, also, I promised, and I don't know if I could give a thorough review, but I didn't know this was a thing. Arby's has a mint shake. Did you know that?
I was unaware.
And this was like
the Arby's
one
in a minute.
That my mother was talking about with the chopped Andes.
Oh,
little candies in there.
Oh, Andy's mints are so good.
And now my mother said she would not be into that. Now remember, Wendy's has a mint shake, which I'll do today.
Okay.
But they have, I think it's mint, like the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, yeah. And the frosty.
Thin, like the thin mint.
And you can choose either vanilla or chocolate
I'll
ice cream
to
go with
I
it.
I think I'm going to like the mint Girl Scout cookies, thin mints, better than I like the Andy. The problem with the Andy's mints, Mar. All the chopped up mint ended up at the bottom of the shake.
It couldn't come through the straw.
You couldn't suck it up through the straw.
That's a problem.
We should mention somebody.
We give it an 8.2.
Somebody hit us up on Facebook Messenger. I think I saw it. EB got $100 on behalf of the show.
Okay.
He kept it quiet, but it's to buy us breakfast.
Oh, it's convenient. Very convenient.
Yeah. Want to comment on that?
Evie didn't say anything about it.
A guy sent me a note while I'm on a plane or something. I mean, whatever. Yeah, of course. Buy whatever you want. You act like I was thinking about it. Daniel. The guy's name is Daniel.
He said he wasn't looking for ADs.
Yeah, he said no ADs. I just didn't even process it.
I'm saying he could have just pocketed it. $100.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll forget, and I do.
Yeah. I mean, that very well could happen.
Let's go to Tony.
Got
to
turn your radio down, Tony.
Tony, come on, buddy.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's
Tony?
Up?
Hey, man.
What's good?
My bad. I was watching TV.
What are you watching?
You're multitasking. Hold on, you're listening to us and watching TV at the same time?
What are you watching at 8:50?
I'm watching Get Up.
Oh, get
terrible. Up. You have terrible taste in early morning television.
He's a sports guy.
Yeah. All right, why'd you call, Tony?
Well, I called about the draft conversation having about what the Washington football team should go ahead and consider in the draft.
You hate the name Commanders that you're going to call them Washington football team? You hate it so much?
This is my guy.
I hate it so much.
Tony's
I'd
my
rather
guy.
Have the Washington football team.
Right. Okay. I just noticed that. Go ahead. So what is your take?
It's still accurate, right? They are the Washington football
team. Sure. He gets caught up in minutia.
So what do you want them to do in the draft?
Honestly, guys, I'm looking at last year's second round pick as a bust.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it. Every time he got on the field, it was a penalty. You know, in the Giants game and in the Tampa game,
I think it's too early.
Penalty.
To do that. But go ahead.
I'm liking Jalen, the tight end Warren. If we can get him in the first round and give JD a real target that can control the middle of the field, then you can have Debo in his gadget plays, and you have Terry then you have two bona fide weapons.
I'm not about drafting a tight end at 29, man. I love offense, but you already drafted Sinnott last year. You're bringing back Zach Ertz. They've got enough tight ends. They're fine.
I think Tyler Warren's a stud, but I don't know if he's tops on their priority list.
I don't think he's going to make it to 29.
Yeah, I would agree. But if he slipped to 29, I don't know. I would ponder it.
You got one draft and one offseason away from being a true contender. So get the blue chip players where you can and get the best player available, whether it be – I'm talking about
– they're almost at that point. I kind of do agree with that, though. Like, you don't necessarily have to lock in because they do have so many needs. You can kind of just go, we're going to draft the highest-ranked player on our board whenever their first pick is. And I do think they're going to trade down. May not be their first pick, but maybe their second pick. They're going to trade down.
What if they don't they don't think that Sinnott is going to be the guy? Maybe they just overdrafted him.
It's possible.
I'm not saying that they're going to draft a tight end. I'm just saying that they're going to reevaluate.
To be fair to Sinnott, I'm on a site called NFLpenalties.com.
Mm-hmm.
He had two this season, according to this site.
Mm-hmm.
He had one false start and one hold.
Well, that's probably a big percentage because he wasn't on the field a lot.
That's a good point.
I mean, how many snaps did the guy play?
He didn't get a ton. Yeah. But I wouldn't write him off yet. I didn't see anything that showed me, he sucks. I just saw a guy who didn't get a lot of opportunity because the guys ahead of him was getting all the reps.
And I understand them wanting to bring back Zach Ertz. But I feel like if you bring back Ertz again for another year, that just stunts the growth of Sinnott. Is Sinnott going to beat him out in year two?
Probably not.
And make more progress and get more playing time? I don't know.
But maybe it's an insurance policy because the rap on Ertz before the season was he gets hurt, doesn't play a lot, and he defied the odds this year, but maybe that happens next season.
It's a valid issue.
Yep.
Got a lot of questions about Ben Sinnott. A lot of them.
Well, I'm sure they do,
Lots
too.
Lots of questions.
Coming up next, Randolph Childress is going to join us. He dominated when he played college basketball. Now he's an analyst for the ACC Network. We'll talk college hoops with Randolph Childress next here on The Junkies.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.